This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 457 for Friday, July 2nd. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are higher in Friday morning as trading resumes after the holiday, but are giving up larger increases from the overnight session. The November contract rises $9.50 at $8.21.20 per ton, and the January contract is up $8.50 at $8.17.50 per ton. The hot temperatures continue to be felt on the prairies as the heat dome moves eastward across the region. There is very little chance of rain on the prairies over the next 5 days. There are small gains in the Chicago soy complex as well as Malaysian palm oil, while European rapeseed is turning lower. The Canadian dollar is slightly higher this morning, with the loonie at 80.76 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 80.68. The United States Department of Agriculture issued its weekly export sales report on Thursday. For the week ending June 24th, wheat sales are more than 226,000 tons. Old crop corn export sales plummeted 93% from the previous week at 15,000 tons, while new crop sales are 67,600 tons. Soybean export sales are 92,800 tons of old crop and 1.67 million tons of new crop. Old crop soy meal comes in at nearly 233,000 tons, with new crop more than 184,000 tons. Soy oil registers at 2,300 tons. The forecast for the U.S. Northern Plains and Midwest calls for continuing hot temperatures with light showers over the weekend. The eastern Corn Belt will remain wetter than normal. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Friday morning. The November contract is up 4 cents at $13.99.5 per bushel. August soy oil is up nearly a half cent at 63.14 U.S. cents per pound. August soy meal is up 40 cents at $3.83.80 per short ton. Corn futures are lower on Friday morning, with September contract losing 6.5 cents at $5.95 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher, with the September contract up 2 cents at $3.87. Wheat futures are weaker on Friday morning. Chicago September drops a dime at $6.56. Kansas City September retreats 16 cents at $6.22. And Minneapolis September falls back 4.5 cents at $8.32. A reminder that the U.S. markets will be closed on Monday to mark Independence Day. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday morning, July 2nd. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.